Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is a show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Susan Brugman, welcome.
Hi, Ron. We're happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Tracy Theodore from the Orange, both from the Orange County Family Justice Center. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you both with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. You know it. There's no operator standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Checking out the markets this morning. They are a bit crazy right now. Have you watched them at all? Looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 321 points. It was up over 500 points this morning. We've talked about this many, many times. It is extremely volatile. Why is it so volatile? Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. Some of it is fascinating. Some of it is interesting. Some of it you wouldn't want to have any clue about, but we're going to tell you anyway. Oil prices will be the first thing we will tell you about because that doesn't really affect us here in the state of confusion, but they went down a little bit. About 11 cents a barrel is the drop in oil prices on the world market. And the reason I say that it doesn't really affect us here in the state of confusion, it's because we don't like cheap gas prices. We like to pay as much as we possibly can. We elect the people to help us with that. $2.61 per gallon is the national average, $2.61 per gallon national average. If you want to get gasoline at a real price, go to Missouri. It's $2.31.2. Right here in the state of confusion, we like to tax ourselves $3.47 per gallon. Yeah, that's painful. Holy cow, you listen to that one. $3.47. Now, obviously, here in Orange County, we're probably going to be a little bit cheaper, right? We don't like as much in the way of taxes in Orange County, do we? $3.50 more. Yeah, not good there either. You can go to Riverside, $3.45.8, $3.54 in Los Angeles, San Diego, $3.49. So the Southland, almost all of it, more than the state as a whole. Figure that one out. Does it make any sense at all? $3.21.6 is the cheapest in the state. If you can find it, I don't know where it is. I can probably look for it. Yuba City, well, they're running on something different up in the Yuba City, but we're not going to talk about that either. That could pose a little bit of a problem, talking about what they're running on in Yuba City, California.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And actually, I did find the gas station in Yuba City. I'll share that with you. Yeah, those of you that are old enough might remember, actually young enough, you might even remember that one there as well. But that's Yuba City's gas station. Moving right along, there's a lot going on. I wanted to share this. I saw this story. There's a couple of stories out there that I thought I would share with you. That fascinating to me. Maybe you'll approve of them. Brown University. You know, if you want to get a master's degree, I don't. But if you want to get a master's degree, Brown University has a program for you to go for free. Now, you might like the idea, but you got to break the law to do it. So just think about this one. Only at American universities nowadays. Brown University, if you are an illegal alien, you can go there and get a master's degree for free. Have any idea who might be paying for that? We'll figure that one out for you. But that is Brown University. We are also looking at Californians. Are you ready for this one? Now, here's another one of those stories that only in the state of confusion would we think about this one, but we're going to talk about it anyway. There is a new law. Actually, it's not a new law. The law went into effect in 2015, but it's not being talked about anywhere. I wonder why it's not being talked about. Well, because we don't like it. It contradicts California. The 2005, the law was signed into law. The bill signed into law had to be accomplished by 2020. It is called the Real ID Act. Now, in California, we've got something called AB 60, which contradicts the Real ID Act. because you have to show proof of citizenship on the Real ID Act. And California AB 60 says you don't have to have a proof of citizenship to get a driver's license. So how are they going to enforce this? What is going to happen here? Are you ready for this one? And this begins October 1st, 2020. The federal government is setting some guidelines for driver's licenses and identification cards and what they have to be for compliance. Now, when you get stopped for driving, they're not going to care whether you've got the real ID or the fake ID or the state ID. Sorry about that. But if you try to go to a federal building and you don't have the real ID and you just use your California driver's license, you may not be able to get in. I'll take that one step further because not a lot of us go to the federal buildings too often. How about when you try to get on an airplane? If you have a California driver's license or a California ID card and it doesn't comply with the Real ID Act, yeah, you're not getting on the airplane either. Think about all these different issues and what is the state doing? Well, Governor Moonbeam, he doesn't care. He's going to be gone by then. So he didn't have a problem with AB 60 out there. You and I have to deal with it. Just thought I'd share that with you. You might want to watch this. We're not getting a lot of news coverage because we in the media would much rather talk about porn stars. I mean, does anybody care about that? Did anybody watch 60 Minutes last night? Does anybody watch 60 Minutes ever? Does anybody care? I had this conversation. I had a conference over the weekend. Had this conversation. Anybody with half of a brain, you don't even have to have a whole brain, a half of a brain knew when we went to the elections in, what is it, a year ago, November? Did we know that we were voting for an egotist? Did we know that we were voting for somebody that was a little bit crude? Did we, maybe a lot crude. Did we think that we were voting for a saint? Probably not. But other than California, the winner of the election, and the reason I say other than California, because if you think about our liberal friends, their commentary is, well, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Take out California and see what happens there. So the Electoral College, which is all that matters, was won by Donald Trump. And if you look at the total numbers, the popular vote, Hillary Clinton won by 4 million votes. 3 million votes, sorry. But she won in California by 4 million votes. So if you take out the state of confusion, even in the popular vote, President Trump won that. So think about that concept. And I don't think anybody was voting for a saint. Just a thought there. Anybody that read the news, what were they voting for? They were voting for the future, not the past. But we watch on some of these different shows, all they care about is the past. Maybe that's why the numbers are growing for the president. The popularity is growing because did you get paid in February at all? Maybe you didn't get a check in February. Maybe you didn't notice it in February. Maybe it took till March until your company got the new payroll numbers in. And did you see your paycheck went up? Do you think that's what people are voting for instead? Just a thought. But the media, what are they covering? They don't want to tell you the truth about any of these things. I shared this with some friends on Friday. We did, a best of program Friday. I had a public speaking event. And I told the folks at the event what was going to be said at all of the quote-unquote anti-gun marches over the weekend. Now, how did I know what they were going to say 24 hours before they said it? And do you really think that a group of high school students in Florida, while grieving over lost fellow students, had the time to put on a event that was all over the country, coordinated, and some of us even knew what the speeches were going to be? Do you have any idea how that happened? Well, you're going to find out right now. I'm going to share that with you briefly. Here's the story. We don't want to hear about it because you're going to hear that it was a grassroots event. Grassroots includes a group called Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, if you haven't heard of it. Take a look at it. It is the youth movement of the Women's March. Okay, the Women's March sounds good, right? Unless you're against some of their processes. So then it becomes really the liberal women's march. But you look at who is behind that and look at their board of directors, because you have to look deep to find these things. And as I shared at the top, the media is not looking at that. They're more concerned with porn stars. That's what they show. So let's think about that. Who is behind the Women's March? 3 out of their 10 people on their board are close associates, allies of the anti-Semite, anti-white, Hitler-loving Louis Farrakhan. Now, don't take my word for it. You can go and actually watch the videos of all of this. Is that where we want our kids to be getting involved with? Is that what we're promoting? Just a thought for you. You make the decision whether you like it or not. I'm just going to share with you what the facts are. Go do your own research. Look it up, Empower Women's March and the Association. You'll have all that good information right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about the Orange County Family Justice Center, all the great things that they are doing for our community. We'll also talk about reasons why to sell this spring, home buying tips for women in single income households. We'll get into that. We might even talk about some key tax tips that you need to know about. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron. Siegel Radio, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning out there. Good morning, Arn, Jeff, Christopher, Rich, Veronica, Jason. Glad to see you. Jason, we got an event tonight on that anti-human sex trafficking or to bring awareness to it. I know that you're doing a lot of good stuff about that in Denver. We're going to try and keep up with you out here in SoCal. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Sid. Glad to see you with us. The Mortgage Minute is being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. No lender fees out there for our friends from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Just tell them. You have to call the number, 800-306-1990. Tell them you heard it here on Ron Siegel Radio. No lender fees. They'll waive them. Don't keep that. You got to keep that a secret, though, because I don't want to get in too much trouble. But they do have a couple of people that have heard that I was going to say that this morning. So, oh, well, what the heck. Also, save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home by using their FastPass loan approval. So what's happening in the markets this morning? Other than the extreme volatility, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 388 points right now. The 10-year Treasury, it's up about 1.7. That's the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Remember, I've talked to you about this before. Don't confuse the yield and the bond price, because the bond on the Fannie Mae bond down 8 basis points, which means interest rates are up a little bit on that. So why is that happening? We got to chat about not just the what, but the why. Why are we seeing that in the marketplace right now? Well, we're seeing a lot of volatility. It just has to do with what's going on globally, a lot of geopolitical issues. We're already seeing that the economy is doing well. We've seen some of those numbers coming out. But then we start seeing, well, maybe the idea of tariffs is bringing some countries to the table to chat with us, to chat with our president about things are being a little bit more equal, getting some of our higher priced jobs, our higher paying jobs coming back to the United States and helping people get better. You know, I know in Anaheim, especially those of us in Anaheim, we're watching this crazy thing going on over near Disneyland where one of the unions can't negotiate. The union leadership has a lack of ability to negotiate. Maybe they had to watch the president, so they want to go to the voters and bring them misinformation about an $18 an hour minimum wage. How many jobs is that going to cost people? Well, we might be seeing that by raising some of these tariffs, the other countries are saying, you know something, maybe we'll create an even playing field. That might be an idea for a change. So yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, we're having very productive conversations with them, being the other countries. I'm cautiously hopeful we reach an agreement. Additionally, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said China is willing to negotiate to appropriately manage and control differences with the U.S. on the basis of mutual respect and mutual benefit. So let's think about this. We put a $60 billion tariff on them. They reciprocate with a $3 billion tariff. And there's a problem with that? I'm not sure, but at least if we get people talking, that might be a good idea. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the home of your FastPass loan approval. And yes, I did forget to mention our celebrations of the day. And I look at the list here of what we are celebrating for this day. This one here, I don't know about this one. National Spinach Day. Yeah, we're not going there. Epilepsy Awareness Day. Yeah, that one we can get behind. And having beaten anorexia, National Nougat Day. I'll go with the nice nougat anytime we can do that one. A little chocolate covered, please. We'll think about that one as well. Let's get on with the broadcast. Let's talk about the Orange County Family Justice Center. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Anything good going on over there?
We are very busy over at the Family
Justice
Center.
Nice.
Absolutely.
So, rumor has it there was an event on Saturday.
There was an event on Saturday. We had probably 25 youth as well as a bunch of parents and community members come join us at the Family Justice Center, along with Green Birds of Anaheim. And
Green Birds?
Green Birds. It's an organization that basically spends one Saturday morning a month in Anaheim cleaning up. And so we walked around the neighborhood surrounding the Family Justice Center. We cleaned the park. We cleaned the side of the streets, et cetera. And so these kids give a morning of community service for the kids. So it was a really great group and a great experience for everybody. It took a couple hours and it was great.
You know what's fascinating to me, and we didn't even talk about this, but you've got the Green Birds, which I'm assuming is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
Okay. You've got the Family Justice Center. You go there for free?
All the services.
All the services are free.
Absolutely.
And the beneficiaries there are?
Community members. I mean, the Family Justice Center is a collaboration of 17 agencies and nonprofits that provide the resources for victims of family violence. So, the foundation, which is what I'm involved with, we do empowerment and violence prevention programs for children as well as adults. So the vast majority of the kids that attended on Saturday are kids that have come through our Kids Creating Change or Real Teens Real Talk.
So here's what I find fascinating, and I want to throw this to you ladies and see your thoughts on this. You've got the Justice Center, which is helping people that have been victimized. You've got the Green Birds, which is a nonprofit organization, out doing community service work. I had a conversation about 2 weeks ago with my niece, and she was applying to be a member of the National Honor Society. And part of their requirements, not only is it academic, but they've got to do a certain number of community service hours. So you've got these two ends of the spectrum that are out there realizing the value of serving the community. And we've got this massive amount in the middle. Where are they? I wonder why we can't reach that group and say, you know something, if we're all out there serving the communities, wouldn't we have a better society?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the kids that participated on Saturday are kids that are coming through our empowerment and violence prevention program. So it's part of the curriculum that they, you know, that we all learn to give back and do community service. So that we take care of our community together. And so that's why those kids were participating on Saturday. I think it's an important part of being a community member. And I think we're sharing that with our kids.
And one of the things that I love that I've seen through the Justice Center, through the, when I've been at some of your events, is the concept of giving back, right? How you're those people who are beneficiaries of services are either, the way it appeared to me is they're taught the concept of mentoring and give back.
Exactly.
Is that part of the program?
Absolutely. I would think that's a big part of the program. I think in my lifetime, I can only speak for myself for sure, but I know that I get far more out of my community service probably than the community gets from it. It's a rewarding thing for me, and it's an important component for making our community better, right? So I think it makes us more satisfied, fulfilled human beings, and I think it makes our community better. So I think it's a win-win really for everyone.
It is. And unfortunately, I'm not smart enough to know how to teach that, right? Because there are everybody I ever talk to that gets involved in community service of any kind, maybe it's because that's where they came to the community service mindset from, is that they get more than they give, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not all busy. You know, I love that. I'm too busy to go and volunteer. Are any of the people that are over at the community and on the foundation sitting home and eating bonbons all day?
No, they definitely are not.
Right? I mean, they're all busy people. They're doing. I would venture to guess that of the most active people that are volunteering on the foundation, are on multiple foundations.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, I believe that is true.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's not. So they're probably got a career, probably have a family, right? And they're on serving multiple foundations and finding fulfillment from all of that.
Exactly.
We need to get that message out, right? I mean, how can we? Might be bigger than the three of us, but at least we're a start.
Absolutely, yep. I think it's huge for sure, and I think also part of it is a sense of community, right? And I think that's an important component too that I think a lot of cities and towns and states don't have. And I think the more that we can feel connected to our community, the more we want to take care of it, and the more we're connected to our neighbors. That's all really positive things for where we live and the folks that we serve for sure.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about some of the programs that are going on. I know that you're on, I don't even remember when you were visited last, but it was probably at the end of summer or going into springtime, so or going into the fall.
Right.
So now we're looking at, you know, the spring programs, summer programs. What's on the horizon?
Well, as far as the programs go, we have already fulfilled what we wanted to put on for the entire year, and we still have one quarter left. So I think that's a huge statement of this.
You have
success.
To explain that to me, because I'm a simple guy. So you fulfilled the program for the entire year?
We projected how many programs that we were going to put on for the entire year. And
for the entire year of 2018?
Well, for our fiscal year,
okay.
July to July.
Oh, okay. July to – okay. Okay.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
simple. Sometimes I'm even slow.
So anyway, we projected these would be the numbers of programs we would put on, and we actually fulfilled that at the end of January. And so all of the programs that we are offering now, which are, I believe, 13 programs.
In spring, there will be.
Yes.
Like 13,
yes.
That's right.
What would I think of as a program? Is that a class? Is it a event? Or what do we mean by a program?
Well, yes, we are talking about classes for the most part. We have other programs that we offer that are ancillary programs that help supplement and keep all of our attendees engaged, because you can't just have them come to one program and then say, well, you got all this information, goodbye. We keep them involved, like the Saturday program and other ancillary things. But the actual programs are classes that are put on by our facilitators.
Okay.
And they just teach a healthy way of living. We have programs that help teach bullying and
I hope it's anti-bullying.
Anti-bullying, definitely.
I could have guessed that.
And I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that.
I just throw
you for a loop. Right, I mean, there's so much going on that when you look at the classes, so that's the structured part.
Yes.
That, you know, that you can kind of forecast, okay, on X day we're going to be doing this. That's not the part that's going out into the community service areas that we were talking about, like Saturday's program.
Right. So the Family Justice Center has all sorts of different agencies that are providing different pieces of the pie for folks that have experienced family violence, right? And so
what I think, you know, being the simple guy I am, can I think of the Justice Center as kind of like the hub or the quarterback?
Sure, absolutely.
Because you're saying 17 agencies.
It ranges from legal assistance to child support services to adult protective services.
Okay.
All these different pieces. So prior to the existence of the Family Justice Center, when somebody experienced family violence, they'd have to go to all these individual agencies and advocate for themselves all around the county, right? And so now someone, if they're in this, you know, horrible situation, they come to the Family Justice Center and they can get many of the services that they need. And if we don't have the services that they need, then we can, you know, provide their referral or resources to get them connected to the appropriate services. As it relates to the foundation, we were doing this amazing, we were doing a pretty good job at helping victims once they had experienced this type of violence, but realized that not a lot was being done to prevent it from occurring in the first place. So that's why the foundation primarily was created. And so we do these prevention programs, which Susan was talking about, that are 10 to 12 week programs that teach violence prevention and empowerment and self-esteem and kind of all of the healthy lifestyle qualities and characteristics that help people
trying
build.
Trying to break
violence.
The chain.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we teach them at the center and schools, community centers, apartment complexes, wherever there's a need and a population that is asking for it, we go in and teach it, as well as any of the folks that come through the center to seek help are also referred to our programs to the extent that they want to participate in them.
Right. And then that helps, as you said, break that cycle. And many times it even helps people realize that they have been in an abusive situation. They didn't even realize it, because that's just the life that they know. They don't know anything different. They don't realize that's not, you can live a different life. That doesn't, you don't have to accept that. So I think we've done a lot to help open families' eyes up. And it's so exciting also, because maybe the children start coming to the class and they go home and they talk about what they're learning and they share things with their parents. And then that brings the parents in, because they realize, okay, in order to make this work for the whole family, we need to know what our kids are doing too. We have grandparents come in. Grandparents a lot of times are major caregivers, and they've come in to learn these same things, and the family becomes very involved, and it just really does. It changes the whole way they live, and they tell us that all the time. When we go to the graduations, they will come up and they'll say, this has made such a difference in my life. I have such a better life now. And then the children going forward, when they have their families, the hope is that they have already turned around the way they are living so that the next generation doesn't have to go through the same abuse.
And that's, there's a lot to unfold in what you just said there, Susan, because one of the things that I see, and I do a lot of work with our veterans organizations, and one of the big problems you've solved, and I've also seen this with senior organizations and organizations with special needs children, is that the families don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
And they have no clue where to go to find out what they don't know.
Right.
So when you talk about having 17 organizations under one roof, where, you know, maybe there's some sort of a quarterback or a guidance individual there or team or whatever, you know, at least you can say, okay, well, if you need this, this is who you talk to.
That's right.
And if we can sit down and at least chat with somebody, maybe the professionals there can say, well, you don't even know you need this, but go talk to John because he can help you with something you don't even know you need.
That's absolutely right. We have every person that comes through the center is first met by a victim advocate. And so the victim advocate will sit down with them and do a needs assessment and danger assessment. And then based on those assessments can pull the various resources that we have at the center or connect them to other resources if we don't have them at the center. And, you know, very often people, you know, pick and choose as to what they need or want to participate in at the time, and then stay connected often for a very long time for a variety of reasons. You know, we have counseling and all sorts of services that kind of go for a long period of time after something like this has happened. So it's a great resource for folks that are experiencing something that's very difficult. And so rather than having to advocate for themselves all over the county, they can come to one place and hopefully get many of the services that they need.
And I think you just hit a very important point there that we sometimes don't quite say, is that all over the county, even though we're located in Anaheim, this is Orange County Family Justice Center and Foundation. So anyone in the county can come in and get help. And we're taking our classes further and further reach all the time.
So explain that a little bit to me. Because last time you were visiting, we started chatting a little bit about that, you know, if somebody's in Aliso Viejo, Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, it could be, especially when you're talking about the victims that you're assisting and aiding, it can be quite a challenge to get to the center in Anaheim.
Absolutely. I think that's one of our biggest challenges is that, you know, geographically speaking, certainly the most people that we see are from North Orange County, just because it's, you know, many of the folk that we see don't have cars or using public transportation, et cetera. And so it's difficult to get from South County to us up in Anaheim for sure. But we do see folks from all over the county, and we are doing our empowerment and violence prevention programs now kind of further and further out from Anaheim to try and at the very least do our prevention programs and educate as many people as we can where there's a need so that they know that the resources are available. And
that's always a key part, right? That education component is the most important to me, right? Because the idea here, from my personal perspective, and I can only speak for that one, right, is that if we can get people young, right, and start teaching them, you've got a number of benefits, right? You might break the cycle. They can probably, I know that my nieces probably relate to somebody that's 20 years younger than me better than they're going to me. And you keep moving that whole channel.
Absolutely. I think, you know, as Susan mentioned, I think a lot of often we'll have folks in our programs that don't necessarily self-identify as having experienced family violence because they haven't thought of the way that someone in their family treats them as violence because that's always how it's been done in their family, whether it's emotional or mental or physical, right? So I think we know that family violence is a cycle and generational. And so until someone realizes that that's not how it has to be or should be, they don't know that they should change it or should want to change it, you know, at
right.
the end.
Right. We don't know what we don't know until somebody really brings it up.
Right.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation talking about the Orange County Family Justice Center and how we as a community can save. And I think there might even be a couple of events that we might be able to attend. And remember, all of the services are free.
All the services at the center are free. Absolutely.
All of the services at the center are free, but they cost money to somebody. We're going to talk about that part. Not the victims, but hey, it's you and me are the ones that can help pay for that. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, again, that's 800-306-1990. 5 reasons why to sell this spring. We'll talk about it. And I don't think we're going to ever get to half the stuff we have on our docket for today. But hey, that's okay. We do this all the time. Just stay tuned. Don't go away.
Offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Hey, here's one of the fun parts of being a radio show host and doing it every day. Sometimes on the fly, you just change the agenda. You change the rollout, the rundown. So the Your Credit Matters segment today is being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you going to do about it? Go on their website, CreditSanitizer.com. Get your weekly updates on what's going on in the credit world. And I am not going to tell you what the key tips are for tax day 2018. You have to tune in tomorrow. That's the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled broadcast this morning, talking about the Orange County Family Justice Center instead of talking about your credit. We'll talk about that some other day. So let's talk about programs that are coming up. I see that there's Breakfast Celebration. What is that?
Absolutely. On May 22nd.
You know, you hear about food and my ears wake up.
All of us, right? Coffee
yeah.
and breakfast.
You'll probably tell me that it's in the middle of a broadcast or something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Well, it's actually before your broadcast.
Okay.
It's 7 to 9 a.m. We're hoping folks will come before they go to work. It's called Celebration of Strength Breakfast. And so we will be honoring a couple of very important community contributors that have done a lot for our community, as well as sharing the work that's going on at the Family Justice Center with the community. And then we'll have an inspirational speaker to be announced.
Okay. Okay. Now I don't want to put you on the spot here, but generally those of us that are, you know, I do a radio show every once in a while.
Yeah.
When we put on there that the featured guest is to be announced. Translation here is I don't have one yet. I don't know if that's your scenario, but I'm not going to put you on the spot for there. But where's the breakfast at? We're in trouble. I got to get a drum roll here. They're bringing in the cookies. We might have to throw a box of cookies in here for me. Throw a box in here. Just throw me a box. Anyone. Because we're gonna talk about this one. This is going to be fun. Talk about the breakfast while they throw me a box of
Absolutely.
Cookies.
Absolutely. So the breakfast will be held at the Anaheim Hilton. That was a good talk.
Those of you watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you can actually probably see me holding up a box of cookies. I'm not going to eat them, but I will discuss them shortly. Oops, Girl Scout cookies. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so as we discussed earlier, all the services at the Family Justice Center are free. And so this
My favorite word.
Absolutely. And so this is one of our opportunities to do a little fundraising as well. And so this is how we pay for the programs. It's all through donations and
So let's so here's my shameless plug.
Please.
Okay, so here's the idea. Free does not mean that they don't cost money. That means that nobody is charged for them. There are still costs for turning on the lights at the facility. I don't know if they're donated, but lights, gardening, maintenance, painting, cleaning, volunteers, paper, product, all that stuff costs money.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to even get into what the budget is of the center. I'm sure it's more money than we want to think about. So somebody's got to pay for it.
Absolutely.
Right? That's so right. You have a celebration here. We're going to be able to see some of the great things being done.
Absolutely.
There's also going to be envelopes.
There will be envelopes on every table, of course. There might be some opportunities to do a raffle or something like that, but there will be opportunity to donate for sure. And that is how we support our program. So it's always much appreciated and goes to good use.
Good deal. So I might even have something to chat with the ladies about during the break, but we'll get on to that one. And we're going to do a short break here, but I want to talk about the Girl Scouts, right? These are a box of cookies. I want to thank everybody who helped us, because we do have some delivery of some cookies that are out there in the lobby right now. The Girl Scouts, I can't say what troop it is, but we did buy some. And all of the cookies are going to go to the Orange County Family Justice Center. We're not even going to open one box for sampling here. So thanks to everybody who did contribute to that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I'll probably change the rundown again. So you'll have to stick with us to see what kind of craziness I come up with next. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Improvising is the word of the day. So we're going to improvise a little bit more. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit. Toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit. And the cost of that is my favorite word, free. Get those mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheet, and access to real-time interest rates. Text toolkit, no space in that, to 79564. I was going to tell you five reasons why to sell this spring, but now I'm just going to tell you one reason to tune in tomorrow, because I'm going to tell you five reasons why to sell this spring. Just a thought for you. We're going to get back to our conversation about the Orange County Family Justice Center. We are chatting this morning about the foundation, the center, the beneficiaries, how you can help, some of the events coming up, a gala.
We will have a gala in the fall. We've been having, we annually have a fundraiser gala in October. Typically, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so appropriate to bring awareness to that, because that's what we're all about at the center, preventing that and providing the resources, et cetera. So that will be in the fall, probably sometime in October again. With lots of wonderful details to follow.
Yes, we're nice. In the early planning stages.
Yeah,
early,
exactly.
And those are a lot of work.
Yes, they are.
A lot of work. I don't envy you there. So one of the things that has been a passion of mine, just because in our community, in our society anymore, my personal opinion is we've gotten to the point where there's way too many two-income households. And when we have so many two-income households, the children end up being home and getting way too much opportunity to get in trouble, get into mischief. And I saw that you've got some summer camps coming up.
We do. We have during the summer, all of our Empowerment and Violence Prevention programs continue through the summer. And when we have those at the center during the summer, all at the same time, which actually is a really great opportunity for the young children, the teens, and the parents to all participate in the programs at the same time and deliver the same age-appropriate, similar information. So that's a really wonderful opportunity. But in addition to that, we have college prep camp that we do in the summer. And we also send some of the kids participate away to YMCA summer camp. So we partner with our local Y camp, and they give us a discounted rate so that we can send our youth who are interested to Y camp. So it's overnight sleepaway camp for about a week, 4 or 5 days. And they have some one camp for the younger kids and one camp for the older kids. So it's another underwriting opportunity.
I was going to ask you about it. So apparently they starve the kids and they have to sleep outside under the stars.
You know, very often the kids that want to go don't have sleeping bags or, you know, the family shares one toothpaste and one bottle of shampoo and one bottle of, you know, whatever it happens to be, toiletries, et cetera. So we typically have to provide all of those things for the child to go away to summer camp because, you know, these families usually share them. They're expensive. And so fundraising the cost of the camp for the kids as well as kind of the supplies and other stuff that they need.
Now, I don't know whether it causes a problem in this day and age, but I know that when I was one of those typical road warriors, I used to travel about 30 weeks a year. And you go to these several hotels, you go, and I see that you do one of your galas at the Hilton. So I used to stay at Hilton's, I used to stay at Marriott's, I used to stay at Hyatt's and all these hotels. And you're there for a week and they give you a new bar of soap and a new shampoo every night.
That's right.
And I don't know how many people use a whole bar of soap in a day. Right? But I used to be one of these individuals that my wife used to just laugh at me because each morning I take the new bar of soap and the new shampoo and new conditioner and throw that in the drawer. And I'd use the bar of soap and the shampoo from the night before. And you travel 30 weeks a year, and my math is a little slow, but that was about 200 nights. And you only needed one bar for the week, right, or for part of the week. Bring all those things home, and you donate them to some organization.
Awesome.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, just think about all those folks that are fortunate enough to be going for spring break. Right, bring home those extra soaps and shampoos and donate them.
Absolutely. They'll go to good use. We certainly have lots of folks in the community that could use those, including these kids going away to summer camp.
Right. I mean, it's so just some, you know, and it, so it doesn't even cost anything. You're already doing it.
That's
so
right.
It gives you an extra half a pound in your luggage coming home.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right. We don't think about some of the simple things like that. You know, you're on an expense account from your company. Another opportunity there, because I did have a conversation with another company over the weekend. Think about this one. Don't forget about those corporations that have matching programs. Check with your HR department. I know when I was at Merrill Lynch back in, I won't even say when, but you can make a donation to an approved organization, turn in the receipt to your HR department, and they will match that donation to some level. Think about those concepts, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you participate in that.
Absolutely. We have folks that do that regularly. So there's lots of organizations and companies that do matching dollars, and we are most appreciative.
Right, and a lot of us don't even think about asking our company, are you doing it?
Absolutely, and I think lots of companies do match giving dollars. It's important, right? It's a contribution for them and a write-off for them as well, and a great thing to do for our community. So
absolutely, and you know, when you do something like that for an organization, you know, and Wounded Warrior is a great program. I am good friends with Frank Shankwitz, who started the Make-A-Wish Foundation, another great program.
Absolutely.
But you start looking at your own backyard, right? Who can you help right in your neighborhood to make a difference? Orange County Family Justice Center is right here.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Right? So right in the neighborhood, and I think there's one in San Diego as well?
There is one in San Diego, yes. The one in San Diego was the first one. The one in Orange County was the second one, and now there are well over 100 in the country, actually. The model works.
So. Right. So it's helping those people right in our community. And if you want a better community, guess what? Take action. Do something on your own. Go out there and do your little part. If everybody did a little part, I mean, I looked at this. I just had this conversation recently. How many friends... You know, I looked at our social media, and if I could get 47,000 people that were connected with social media-wise. And just think about that. $1, if you each just send $1 to the Family Justice Center, just one, right? I mean, that's not even – you can't even buy a cup of coffee for that anymore. We used to talk about – those of us that are old, we remember, you know, putting a quarter in a phone, right?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Now it's – you can't even get a cup of coffee for $1 at Starbucks.
Nope.
Right? Send that dollar over to the Justice Center. I'm sure there's a million ways of doing that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if that's not the $100 donor or the $1,000 donor, we like them too. but the dollar donor helps.
Every
donor.
Level.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
makes a difference.
We're going to put their information right there on the Facebook page. If you don't see the information or if it gets pushed down too far, call me, 800-306-1990. I am more than happy to put you in touch and be sure to set that first radio preset button. Come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John for being flexible today. And especially a thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.